Shalom, listeners, and welcome to podcast 6 in the new weekly series entitled Worship Insights Through the Bible. Before I continue with looking at the names found in the book of Exodus, I would like to clarify, just in case there is any confusion, that we will be looking at the following insights each time we examine a different book of the Bible. We will be looking at the names of God, worship insights, and praise insights. So in the first 5 podcasts, we looked at the names of God, worship, and praise insights as found in Genesis. We will now cover the names of God, worship, and praise insights as found in Exodus. So now let's look at these names that we have in the book of Exodus. The names Elohim, meaning God, Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, were both dealt with in the first podcast. The name Yahweh, Lord capital letters, and Adonai, Lord small letters, were dealt with in the second podcast. El Shaddai, God Almighty, was dealt with in the third podcast. So now let's look at the other names found in Exodus. The names Yeh, Elkanah, Yahweh Nissi, and Yahweh Rofika. Yeh means I am. The first time we encounter this name is when Moses encounters God in the desert, in the figure of a burning bush. And it's at this encounter he asks God to reveal his name, and the Lord instructs Moses, saying, I am who I am. Iyeh, Asher, Iyeh. This is what you must say to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. And you will find this in Exodus 3 verse 14. The Hebrew word Iyeh, which means, as you've already seen, I am, sounds very similar to the word Yahweh. And this name is considered so sacred that even today, many Jews do not pronounce it. And I would suggest that you listen to the notes on the name Yahweh in the second podcast, because the two go together. Now, we even find this name in the New Testament. In John's Gospel, we'll see quite a few self-descriptions of Jesus as he introduces himself as I am. But when Jesus was being attacked by the religious leaders who failed to recognize him as the Messiah, he shocked them. Not by claiming to be the Messiah, but by identifying himself with Yahweh, saying, before Abraham was ever born, I am. And this you will find in John 8, verse 58. So what are the other examples that we see in the Gospel of John? Well, let's go and have a look at John 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John 8 verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In John 10 verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. John 10 verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 11 verse 25 and 26, Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And in John 15, verse 5, "I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." The next name is Elkanah, meaning jealous God. The Lord is a jealous God, and we see this in Exodus 20, verse 5, as he's giving the Ten Commandments. This is a God who loves us completely and who therefore demands our wholehearted response. He is also a consuming fire, Esh or Kla, who will ultimately destroy whatever is opposed to his holiness. Scripture compares God's jealousy to what a husband feels when his wife has been unfaithful. The Lord is our jealous God who cannot endure unfaithfulness. Jesus expressed the same kind of exclusiveness when he said to his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you know him through me and have seen him in me." And that is John 14, verses 6 to 7. Another name is Yahweh Nissi. The Lord is my banner. Now, ancient armies carried standards or banners that served as marks or identification. Just like a flag, a banner was something that could be seen from afar, serving as a rallying point for troops before a battle or as an announcement of a victory that has already been won. When Moses held up the staff of God in the battle with the Amalekites, he was holding it like a banner, appealing to God's power. By building an altar and naming it Yahweh Nissi, the Lord is my banner, and that you can read in Exodus 17, verse 15, he created a memorial of God's protection and power. And then the final name, Yahweh Rofika, the Lord who heals. The Hebrew word Rofi means heal, cure, restore, or to make whole. Shortly after his people left Egypt for the promised land, God reveals himself as Yahweh Rofika, the Lord who heals. The Hebrew scriptures indicate that God is the source of all healing. The verb from which Rofi is derived occurs 67 times in the Old Testament. Though it is often used to refer to physical healing, it has a much broader meaning than that, and it involves the healing of the body, the mind, and the soul as well. The New Testament reveals Jesus also as the great physician, the healer of body and soul, whose miracles point to the kingdom of God. According to Jesus, sickness is not necessarily caused by sin on the part of the person who is ill. And we can read that as we read in Luke 9. Jesus heals a man born blind. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him." And even today, we often see this where people blame illness on something you must have done. And it's not necessarily the case. And I trust that introduction to the names of God as found in Exodus will just broaden our aspect and our understanding a little bit more of who this God is as we begin to look at next week at the worship insights that we can find in the book of Exodus. And in the meantime, go and dig deeper into these names and allow the Lord to minister to you, that you become, you get to know him through the names. May he become so personal and so real. So often when we just call him God or Lord, it can become such a how can I say, just another word that we use. But yet when we call him by his name, we become so more specific, and it's a much more personal walk with God. And until next time, may the Lord bless you, and may you have a blessed week further. Shalom.